Well, as an opportunity, I wanted to highlight something that's now ongoing with Georgia's Bank Yellowtail, because it does have some relationship to the numbers that we're considering. Where this will go, I don't know yet, but for the benefit of the committee and those here in attendance, right now it appears that the Northeast Fisheries Science Center is working with SMAST researchers relative to work that was done by SMAST and the Northeast Fisheries Science Center back in 2008. It was a large-scale mock recapture study in closed area 2. And the results of that particular study, we believe, I certainly believe, have great implications for the final numbers, Georgia's Bank Yellowtail, notwithstanding the fact that we have a track process and we've already done what we did with the Canadians. But still, there are data out there that suggest that we have underestimated the biomass of H2 yellowtail flounder on Georgia's Bank by threefold. So this is work that's now, it's thesis work done by an SMAS student, again, working with the Northeast Fisheries Science Center and a large number of SMAS individuals. So I assume that before we get to our December meeting, we may have some outcome relative to the review of that particular work. My understanding is that, Chris Legault is away right now. And when he comes back, there'll be some more discussions with him regarding the implications of this particular research. It does have implications, and the question will be, how do we now move forward? So that's just to make everyone aware that there's something perhaps to look forward to, and where it ends up is anybody's guess. But I'm optimistic that it will actually have an effect on the final numbers for 2013 for Georgia's Bank Yellowtail, and that has implications, of course, for the groundfish fleet as well as the scarlet fleet, and allocation of what's available for Georgia's Bank Yellowtail between the two different fisheries.